USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden says there's no reason the debt ceiling can't be passed by June 5th. A bill needs to be passed that day to raise the debt ceiling, or lawmakers face defaulting on the nation's debt. The first test comes tomorrow with a vote in the House. Both sides of the aisle have their critics. Republican Representative Chip Roy from Texas on Fox News.
We are barreling towards unlimited debt in this country. We're just barreling towards an infinite amount of debt. And we've got to stop that. Just because the swamp is flawed doesn't mean the average hardworking American should take it on the chin. Why should they accept that?
Democrat representative from Michigan, Debbie Dingell on MSNBC.
I've been angry for days for many reasons that we are being held hostage.
Nine people are recovering after a mass shooting near a Florida beach on Memorial Day. The incident happened in Hollywood, where local officials say four of the victims are juveniles. Most of those injured are stable. The shooting stemmed from an altercation between two groups. One person of interest has been detained. Another is still at large. Russia is issuing an arrest warrant for Senator Lindsey Graham.
Moscow took the action after the South Carolina Republican praised American military aid to Ukraine as the best money the U.S. ever spent. Graham made the comment during a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on Friday. A Kremlin spokesman described the comments as shameful and called the 67-year-old senator an old fool. I'm Dave Collins.
It should be noted, Graham appeared to have made the remarks in different parts of the conversation. The short video was edited by Ukraine's presidential office before it was released to the world. The Miami Heat are headed to the NBA Finals. They beat the Boston Celtics in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last night in Boston, 103-84. Miami will now face the Nuggets in the Finals Thursday in Denver. This is USA News.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yeah, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott called the first of what he says will be special sessions on Monday evening, just hours after the 88th legislative session adjourned. Abbott says the special session will focus on property tax cuts and human smuggling. Scientists are tracking the rise of a little-known virus that gained some traction in the USA over the spring.
It's called metapneumovirus, or HMPV. It presents like the flu, RSV, or COVID-19, lower lung infection, hacking cough, running nose, sore throat, and fever. In mid-March, about 11% of all flu-like cases turned out to be HMPV. The problem is, if you get it, you probably don't know it, since it's like the flu or COVID, and you probably won't get tested unless you're hospitalized. And there's no vaccine or antiviral drug to treat HMPV. All doctors can do is treat the symptoms. I'm Richard Johnson.
The opening bell rings this morning as an abbreviated trading week kicks off. Markets were closed yesterday in observance of Memorial Day. Today, investors will be keeping an eye out for data on consumer confidence, as well as Case-Shiller Home Price Index. The ADP employment report is due out tomorrow, along with earnings results from GameStop. The impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will start no later than August 28th. The state Senate agreed to the timeline shortly after the House named the 12 members who will prosecute the case, with members from both parties. Lance Pry, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.